come up with my story ideas, too. So I'll go and edit the Bosop first, and then I know how much time I have for my package. So I have about 20 deadlines for myself throughout the day. So if the package is going to be on at 5, I know I would like to ask for a read by 3:45. Then hopefully it gets approved by 4, and
I drive her crazy because it takes forever for me to read.
And I top line Peter, am I good? Am I good to track? And then if I have half an hour to edit, I can do something nice and pretty with that. I have edited the package in 7 minutes, where you're just kind of slapping in track and sound bites and randomly putting B-roll over it, but ideally, I like to have about half an hour to edit a package.
That's your deadline earlier, because you have the feed time.
Yeah.
If you're sitting in our newsroom, you know, they could be done and send it and be done editing at 4:58 and it makes it for the 5. She has to be done by
4:30
to feed it, because she's feeding over and after feeding.
So this is a package that I won Woman Banded by myself. And I like it because it shows a couple things that I always try to get. There are a lot of nap breaks in the story, which is really important to me. I think it brings the viewers into the story and helps them experience it. And this is kind of a serious topic. This woman who, it's on her bucket list to go in a helicopter, and she has cancer. So that's serious. She had the emotional part of it. But then, when she was there, she had the hots for her pilot. And it added a little bit of humor.
Which is always good. That's
got So I got them to take me up in a helicopter. We were flying next to her helicopter. So I got shots of her with her pilot getting in. This one, I probably edited in about half an hour, I'd say. So this is a pretty version.
An assisted living home in Cumberland is helping seniors fulfill their wishes through their bucket list program. WHAG's Don White shows us why flying high in Frederick skies means so much to two women. The story is new at 7.
Sandy Robinette has been dreaming of riding in a helicopter for a long time.
I've just always wanted to have a helicopter. Since I was a kid, I'd see them up there and wanted to ride in one.
She lives at the Kensington Assisted Living Center in Cumberland and got her wish thanks to their bucket list program, where seniors make wishes for something special they'd like to do.
Bye.
Flying high in the sky means a lot to Sandy, since she's confined to a wheelchair after having a stroke.
Nothing has stopped me. This is just a little handicap. It's going to go.